There was a mother and a father who had a son. They lived in a small village and didn't have much money, but they were happy. One day, they heard the head of their country was sending soldiers to their town because he thought they were part of an insurrection. The young family decided to flee. They grabbed only what they could carry and ran. They hiked for days, wondering if soldiers might still be following them. They were scared, hungry, and exhausted. But they were far away from the atrocities taking place in Bethlehem. That's all Mary and Joseph wanted, a safe place to call home.
Greetings and blessings, faithful followers of BB Temple, .org worldwide. Anybody watch the Super Bowl this year? Not me. But if you did, you probably saw that ad and thought, cool. But before you rejoice, I caution you to beware. In today's lesson entitled, My Final Answer. Now, according to Slate.com, that specific ad titled Refugee is one of 17 ads in English and in Spanish that have been produced as part of a campaign called He Gets Us. For over a year, these ads have run during notable events such as the NCAA March Madness Games and the Grammys, of course, the Grammys, and have graced billboards in major cities around the country, including Times Square. The video for one of these ads, called The Rebel, has had 87 million views on YouTube. They are all designed to send a simple message that Jesus was just like us. It's a strangely benign message for an ad campaign without a product or an overt political cause to promote, but it is very, very well funded. In fact, the 30-second and the minute-long He Gets Us ad spots that will run during the Super Bowl, actually at this point have run, they cost $20 million, according to Ad Age. And the campaign's backers have said they plan on spending a total of $1 billion, with a B, over the next 3 years. The campaign is being run by something called the Signatree, a Kansas-based Christian foundation that exists essentially to connect donors and their financial advisors with causes in order to, quote, inspire and facilitate revolutionary biblical generosity, unquote. According to Ministry Watch, an evangelical watchdog organization that scrutinizes the finances of Christian charities, in 2018, the foundation reported more than $1 billion in contributions. The foundation itself seems to be apolitical and non-denominational. So, as we enter this season of preparation for Resurrection Sunday, let's focus in on the single most important verse in the entire Bible, in my humble opinion, found, of course, in the book of John. O holder of the golden clicker, please, if you would, show us our verse. And, of course, is found in the book of John, in the third chapter, the 16th verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Now, if you have been raised in the Christian faith, this is perhaps one of the first verses you learned in Sunday school. Well, at least did back in the day. And in my humble opinion, and I pray in the opinion of God Almighty, because my opinion ultimately does not matter, it is the pivotal verse for Christians. And we need to get back to it ASAP. Because, precious peeps, let us not forget that we have an enemy that is prowling about like a roaring lion, who is dedicated to kill, steal, and destroy us. That's also found in the book of John, 10th chapter, 10th verse. Oh, but he's far, far more subtle than that. And no longer content to distract us with Easter bunnies and baskets. He now wraps himself instead in the cloak of social justice to distract us from our great commission to share the good news of a risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, precious peeps, I don't want you to miss this. I don't want you to miss this. So let's take a closer look. We need to apply it. We need to apply it to our life, both here and now and hereafter. Oh, good and faithful clicker person, if you would just click away, we're going to take a little closer look. Alrighty, question. So what are we celebrating 3 weeks from today? Answer, Resurrection Day. Alrighty. Question two, why are we celebrating it? Okay, wait. I'm going to make this as easy as possible. Let's make it a multiple choice. Was Christ crucified, buried, and raised from the dead to A, inspire and facilitate revolutionary biblical generosity, or B, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life? Okay, if you got that wrong, I'm not quite sure what I've been doing or why I've been doing it for the last couple of decades. But praise God, if you got that right, there is hope. And we need to wake up and we need to get busy sharing the good news while there is yet time. Precious, precious time. So, what should we take away from today? Or rather, not just take away, but take up. We need to take it up and press forward. Simply this, peeps. And I'm going to do it. I can't do it nearly as well as the late, great Billy Graham, who beckoned me more than half a century ago at his crusade in Cleveland, Ohio. And I responded. Praise God I did. And may this be our final answer. No. Not my final answer, but his final answer. May this be our final answer as well. Just one more click, if you would, please. And thank you, and God bless.
As I look back over my life, it's full of surprises. I never thought I would become friends with people in different countries all over the world.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
I want us to look at the cross tonight.
I see how God's hand guided me.
Love one another.
When I began preaching many years ago, It is not with any thoughts that I be preaching to large audiences.
Come to the cross. His gospel is for everyone.
God has done this.
Christ is alive. In modern America today, there is a vacuum of the soul.
Our country is in great need of a spiritual awakening. Well, there have been times that I've wept as I've gone from city to city and I've seen how far people have wandered from God. Of all the things that I've seen and heard, there's only one message that can change people's lives and hearts.
There is a way if you come by the way of the cross.
I want to tell people about the meaning of the cross. Not the cross that hangs on a wall or around someone's neck.
We receive our freedom purchased by the ransom at the cross.
But the real cross of Christ.
The cross expresses the great love of God for man.
It's scarred and bloodstained. His was a rugged cross.
His real purpose for coming was to die.
I know that many will react to this message, but it is the truth. And with all my heart, I want to leave you with the truth.
God says, I love you. I love you. I love you with an everlasting love.
That he loves you, willing to forgive you of all your sins. The cross is offensive because it confronts people. Even so, it's a confrontation that all of us must face. I look out across an audience when I stand up to preach, and I think of all the people with their different backgrounds and their various needs. And I know that they are objects of God's mighty love. To the point that he gave his son, his only son, to die upon a cross. And the cross was the most terrible form of execution by the Romans for criminals. And Jesus endured all that in our place because of our sins. We deserve the cross. We deserve hell. We deserve judgment and all that that means. I know that there are many people that dispute that. People don't want to hear that they're sinners. To many people, it's an offense. The cross is offensive because it directly confronts the evils which dominate so much of this world. One reason that the cross is an offense to people is because it demands, doesn't suggest, it demands a new lifestyle in all of us. Sin is a disease in the human heart. It affects the mind and the will and the emotions. Every part of our being is affected by this disease. How can we break this bondage? How can we be set free? God helps us break those chains. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away. Everything becomes new. He can make you a totally new person. On that cross, God was laying on Jesus our sins. They not only put nails in his hands, but before that, they scourged him. A Roman scourge was a terrible thing. They took whips and pellets on those whips and beat a person almost to death. And then they took that cross and made him carry the cross, which was in his weakened condition, was almost impossible. But he carried that cross to a place outside of Jerusalem. And then they put nails in his hands. But that was not the real suffering. The real suffering is when he said, "My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" In that terrible moment, he and God the Father were separated. He shed his blood, and the shedding of that blood carries with it God's very life. There is no other way of salvation except through the cross of Christ. Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." The only way to the Father, Father God, is through his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, why Jesus? He's the only one that was born into this world without sin. But more than that, he was a righteous one. And when you come to him, you're clothed in his righteousness. God no longer sees your sin. He no longer sees your own heart. He sees Jesus. When you come to Christ, you come by the way of repentance. Repent means to change. To change your way of living and turn from your sins and turn to Jesus Christ and say, "I'm a sinner. I need forgiveness. And I know that you're the only one that can change me." Today, I'm asking you to put your trust in Christ. I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer, sentence by sentence, after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you've died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins. I repent of my sins. I invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
He's alive. I've given my life not to a dead Christ, but to a living Christ. And he's given me a song to sing. He's given me a flag to follow. I have reason for existence. I know where I've come from. I know why I'm here. I know where I'm going. Do you?